Hare Krishna. My humble obeisances at Guru Maharaj's lotus feet and at the lotus feet of Mother Archa Vigraha Mataji. It's a very great good fortune to get together at the disappearance day of a wonderful Vaishnava, Vaishnavi as Archa Vigraha Mataji. Generally, in the normal sense of the word, people outside do not understand Disappearance Day as a celebration. People otherwise think, what is there to celebrate? It's a day of mourning. But we all as Vaishnavas understand that although just like that Jai Anilo, which we sang a little while ago, expresses the feeling of separation, at the same time we rejoice knowing that the Vaishnava has entered the spiritual world. And in case of Mother Archa, we know it for sure. We know it that by Guru Maharaj's mercy, she did reach the spiritual world. And that is something that inspires us all to follow in her footsteps and to understand that how was it possible for her, being in a foreigner body. People in India think, you know, it's their prerogative to go back to Godhead because Krishna is Indian, Krishna was Indian. But to be very frank, the body doesn't show anything, it's body after all. And it's the spirit soul behind, inside the body, and that how fast it progresses in the service of Guru and Gauranga. That is the main yardstick. And Mother Archa has paved a way for all of us to understand that we all can reach that destination. It is not far-fetched, it is not fiction, it is not something in fairyland. It is something we all can reach. And this she did merely by her service to Guru Maharaj. Like we can say, we don't know Krishna, we don't know really how to serve him. But if we can serve our Guru Maharaj nicely, the spiritual master is like the barometer for us to show how whether Krishna is happy with us or not. And if the spiritual master is happy with the service of a disciple, the disciple can actually reach the highest destination. This is what Mother Archa's life shows us. And we should feel very fortunate that we are under the care of Guru Maharaj, who can lead us all there, who will lead us all there. It's just that we have to have the eagerness to serve him and follow in the right footsteps. So regarding Mother Archa Vigraha's wonderful qualities, although she was very petite in her physical appearance, very much childlike, I can imagine her in the spiritual world roaming around like a little young 8-9 year old girl serving the beautiful gopis there. So she looked just like that only. And she served Guru Maharaj not only in Vrindavan. When she was in South Africa and Guru Maharaj was there, which I have read, so I know, although I wasn't there, that she actually once saved Guru Maharaj's life. She saved Guru Maharaj's life when he was in a very bad physical health condition and nobody actually knew what to do, how to handle things. And she just literally took charge of the whole situation just by her spontaneous love for Guru Maharaj. And she actually saved his life. And and thereafter, later on, when she was in her health stage where she was told that she would be leaving her body any time and there was no barometer to say whether weeks, months or years, she took that wonderful opportunity of coming to India and, as Guru Maharaj mentioned, making her residence in Vrindavan. Again, once again, this was years back when, now, by her inspiration, hospice is there and people can go and they have the facility. But she made that possible for herself in great difficult times when there were no houses, nothing, not so many opportunities for devotees to stay comfortably in Vrindavan. But she did all that, and like Guru Maharaj also mentioned, that it was her farsightedness. She had in her heart to give that house later to Guru Maharaj. This is again something so wonderful. To give her house to Guru Maharaj, she knew she's not going to live too long. But when she built that house, it was not for herself. Actually, she built it for Guru Maharaj. And she has given it to him as his house, which is such a pure feeling. It's such a lovely service that she has done for him. And it should inspire all of us to serve Guru Maharaj in whatever way. It's not like a big service or a small service. Just like Lord Ram was telling Hanumanji, you can pick up big boulders, but the little poor squirrel can just give little bit of dust around to just help out. And Lord Ram was actually appreciating both the services. So it's not that one must give a house or one should be in a capacity to give a house to serve our Guru. No, whatever is our capacity, it is the love in our heart, the feeling in our heart that actually matters. The eagerness and the and wanting to do, the lolyam, you know, as they say in spiritual life, lolyam is most important. And that lolyam is what is going to take us back to Krishna, to his land. And we should have the love to go to Krishna. The same way we should have that love to serve our Guru. So in that way she has really given us a wonderful example to follow. And in her other beautiful qualities, like how she was so artistic, in everything she could see beauty. She has painted so many beautiful flowers. Ordinary people would think, "Are you fool? Why just make these flowers?" But she was seeing the creation of Krishna in those also. That was her beauty, that she could see so much of beauty in everything. And the way she behaved was so beautiful that her heart was like a golden heart, you know, was like a diamond, that she would deal with everybody so beautifully. And I remember that I was too young at that time. I wasn't initiated. I got initiated after she left. And it was my Guru Maharaj's mercy that he called me over there to look after the cooking seva for the devotees who were taking care of Mother Archa directly. And then there was nobody to cook for them and give them that nourishment. So I was very fortunate by Guru Maharaj's mercy to do that service there. And one day Guru Maharaj took me to her to introduce me to her. And he actually told her, "This is so and so, she's a teacher in the Gurukul, and she's good cook, and she's cooking for the devotees." Like that he introduced me. And then so sweetly Mother Archa literally was, you know, petting me like a baby, you know, like I could feel that love in her. She was petting me, and beautiful words, I still cannot forget them. She said, "Oh, you are such a lovely fledgling. You are such a beautiful fledgling." You know, it was so sweet to hear that from her. Although she is in her own difficult times, she is not thinking of her bodily discomfort. She was so sweetly giving me such sweet words, you know. And I was so fortunate to get that lovely pat and a stroke on my back from her. It was so sweet of her. And I remember a few days before her departure, there was also her birthday. And we were wondering, you know, because we didn't know how long she's going to live. We knew that she was in pain. But still, you know, I also want to mention how Mother Kunti has served Mother Archa Vigraha. It is such an exemplary thing. And it just shows us it's not just that service directly to Krishna like they say. We cannot. So we serve our Guru. And if we cannot serve our Guru also, due to whatever, whether it is not physical proximity or whatever reason, if we serve the devotees who are dear to Guru, that also is a wonderful way to serve the Guru. And this is what Kunti Devi has personified. Her service to Mother Archa was impeccable. The way she knew the nature of Mother Archa and the way she used to handle Mother Archa, I think nobody else could do that. And it is that lovely service that she did for Mother Archa has today brought her to do such a wonderful service for Guru Maharaj in his carpentry ashram, where she is taking care of so many devotees who visit Guru Maharaj. And she takes care of all their needs and everything possible she is doing for maintaining that ashram. So Mother Kunti Devi has done lovely service, and I remember also Namachintamani Mataji also came, and she was also serving directly Mother Archa so nicely. So it is these wonderful devotee service that we feel that we should learn from them. And I pray at the lotus feet of Mother Archa that we should, by following her example, we should also serve Guru Maharaj nicely and be able to attain the highest possible destination by her mercy and by Guru Maharaj's mercy. Her Grace Archa Vigra Devi Dasi Mataji Ki Jai. His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari.